KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, it's cloudy and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become mostly sunny today. It'll be windy once again with a high of 48. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. Police in Atlantic reported yesterday the arrest on Monday of a local man on an OWI charge. 26-year-old Sofan Filon of Atlantic was charged with OWI first offense. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance in front of the magistrate. I'll have more news after this.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
The Atlantic Park and Recreation Department's Board of Directors earlier this week heard from Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring Monday evening with regard to an engineer's report on the Kitty Corral shelter at the Sunnyside Park. Herring says the wooden shelter, which was built in the 1940s, is in dire need of repairs or replacement. According to an engineer who surveyed the building, Herring says it'll take more than a coat of paint over the old moldy wood, some of which has holes in it, in order to make the shelter ADA compliant and safe. The structure, he says, has major problems with its foundation.
Looking from the west, which is from the playground side into it, it's pretty sad shape. The corners on the inside, that's kind of a stucco plaster that's easily kicked, rotted, and it's just falling out right now, and you can see large cracks becoming where the wall is separating from the slab. You could really see this slab right there. That's a crack in the slab, and I'm talking a major crack. And this side of the crack is about 1.5 to 2 inches lower than that side of the crack. So it's a major trip hazard that runs at least half the distance of the shelter.
The crack cannot be fixed or caulked, according to Herring, and is a potential liability. And while the rafters and beams are solid, the roof decking is rotten, the shingles are at the end of their life expectancy. The engineer said the foundation has settled and that the two center posts on the southern side of the building are 2 inches lower than the rest of the building. Removing and replacing the concrete slab would entail removal of a 2-inch perimeter wall.
To repair it and replace it is really not cost effective, and to duplicate it would not be cost effective. And then the other part of it that we didn't even talk about is it is not ADA compliant right now. You cannot wheel a wheelchair into that building right now. You'd have to go up steps, you'd have to build a ramp, and if we do any remodeling it or refurbishing of it, we'd have to bring it up to ADA standards anyway.
Herring presented a number of possible replacement structures that range in cost from $22,000 to $40,000. Those costs do not include the price of the cement slab, labor, and other costs. The new structures, regardless of the materials they use, would be ADA compliant. Herring said that the Kitty Corral can be replaced with monies that are and will be available, but it won't be anytime soon.
And what I mean by that is it's going to take 2 fiscal years to be able to do that. And I have some money this year, and then we've set some aside for 15, fiscal year 2015, so the one coming up. So that, we're saying July 1, I've got money going into July 1, and I've got money after July 1 that we can combine and replace.
Herring said he's open to receiving donations for the shelter's replacement, and if the donation is significant enough, the rights to name the building after an individual or group. And as for the Campbellin shelter at Sunnyside, Herring said it is structurally sound but could use a facelift. He mentioned also they're looking into refurbishing some other shelters at the park. The Griswold School Board's the Griswold School Board District's Education on Monday approved an application process for an off-duty law enforcement officer to carry their service weapons on school property. Superintendent Dana Kunze said the district's SRO, or school resource officer, requested the board's approval of the policy.
Our school resource officer asked for us to introduce a resolution that would allow off-duty officers to carry their guns on school property. And there is some discrepancy here in the state as to whether they have the authority to do it or not, but Iowa code says that they're not allowed to without a resolution from the board. So that's what that was about, was that it was just to make that available, that they could apply for permission to carry firearm during their off-duty hours on school property.
The Griswold School Board Monday also approved a mowing bid from Bob's Mowing, with Bob Amos, the proprietor, and from Griswold for the mowing of the district's properties. They also approved a $10 increase in the driver's education fee for this coming summer. The program will now cost $260 instead of $250. In other business, the Griswold Board had passed the district's instructional support levy after holding a public hearing on the matter earlier in the meeting. The ISL is voter-approved for a period of 10 years, and they accepted their annual audit report.
The audit report goes through all of our books and makes sure that all the money's where it ought to be and everything's been spent appropriately, and anything that we have to correct from our numbers to their numbers will be addressed.
Taking a look at world headlines, the U.S. has reached a settlement with Toyota over its failure to disclose safety problems. A person close to a four-year criminal investigation says the Justice Department will announce the $1.2 billion settlement today. The investigation focused on whether Toyota was forthright in reporting problems to unintended acceleration troubles that led to massive recalls in 2009. Vice President Joe Biden is warning Russia that the U.S. will respond to any aggression against NATO allies. Biden, who's in Lithuania meeting with the leaders of the Baltic region today, said there are growing costs that come with naked aggression. Yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a treaty to annex Ukraine's Crimea region. The U.S. and other nations are calling that a violation of international law. There are two winning tickets in last night's $400 million Mega Millions drawing. Lottery officials say one ticket was sold at a Sunoco convenience store in Merritt Island, Florida. The other was purchased in Charles County, Maryland, south of Washington, D.C. Finally in the news, Michael Smith of Norridge Walk, Maine, says he's never had a problem with his tattoo. That is, at least until yesterday. Smith said that the police, armed with assault rifles, descended on his home after a crew cutting down his trees woke him up and he ran outside and told them to leave. The crew thought that Smith had a gun, but the gun was actually a life-size tattoo on his stomach. When Smith isn't wearing a shirt, it looks like the gun is tucked into his waistband. He's not being charged. News time is 8:11.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Patrick Allen Shaben, age 43, of Harlan, died Friday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Patrick Shaben will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Myrtle McClatchy, age 93, of Yale, died Friday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Myrtle McClatchy will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Beryl Eugene Benton, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Beryl Benton will be on Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Meredith Blazik, age 67, of Rural Orient, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of Life services for Meredith Blazik will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Charles Parmalee, age 91, of Brayton, died Saturday at the Ottawa County Hospital. Funeral services for Charles Parmalee will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bonnie Lee Donaldson, age 87, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Private services for Bonnie Donaldson are planned. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. And Glenn McGill, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Services for Glenn McGill are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.